Don't be scared of 30. It means nothing. Too many 28-year-olds panic because they're like, oh shit, I'm supposed to have it figured out by now. That's the
First of all, we're too busy trying to grind and be better.
Correct.
Second of all, unless we know what we know, we shut our fucking mouths.
But girl broke up with you, you feel like you're the worst. You're a fucking loser. Oh, yeah. Like you're a piece of shit. But then you go out with your friends and you have a few laughs and...
You wake up when the alarm goes off. You go to your job. Sorry.
Puts a gun to your mom's head and says you have to make 10k in profit in 1 month. What would you go ahead and do?
And go work in the construction work, do 12-hour shifts. You already know that you're going to make more than 10k profit.
Make 10k in a month. Everyone wants to. That's like the number. Holy shit, 10k a month is not what it used to be. Like, this is some change. I need to now make more.
Is traffic for poor people, people who go to work early?
I would say $100,000 a month.
You I'm not paying me no on girl a sugar any daddy money. Website.
Like, I don't do that.
It asked
so
me to
thank
be
you
your sugar daddy
in
the
before.
Have you ever got an Uber?
Stop interrupting.
So the thing is that men that are promiscuous have certain
everything
else. How much is that?
How much money should I make if I'm going to buy feminists?
The boys going to Dubai, driving some Lamborghini.
I think starting from my side, pros definitely is the tax free.
A lot of people, they want to get rich, but they don't realize getting rich at a young age is significantly
I'm making money, but my net is a lot.
You want to be
I drive the Lambo at 40 is like this. You're supposed to have that.
Ah, fuck this. Ah, what is the point anymore? Honestly, every single one of these fucking idiots saying the same shit. If you're anything like me, you'll know that self-improvement just isn't the same as what it used to be. I started off in the blogging industry around about 11 years ago. It used to be proper self-improvement. People actually wanted to get better. People actually wanted to improve. It was things like learning languages so that you could travel the world and speak to new people, to meet beautiful women from all around the world. It was making enough money so that you could then put it into your own property so you could actually have your own castle that you would call home. Now it's just all about money. Guys don't know how to change a tire. They only speak one language. They haven't traveled anywhere. They've never done anything with their life. They're not worried about their fashion. Everyone wears the black t-shirt and the same jeans look. Everyone's just worried about having their Bugatti and how much money they make per month. If you're anything like me, you believe that the self-improvement industry has actually made you more depressed. From comparisons from 11 years ago, when people used to say, don't masturbate, go to the gym, do a little skincare routine, go to bed early, stop playing video games, eat clean. People are way more depressed now. I honestly believe that. The men are way more depressed now and the whole industry's gone to shit. And it's because the people that have come into it, they no longer care about actual self-improvement. They no longer care about what they're going to do for you and how they're going to help you. What they care about is profit. And we see that through courses. Everyone's releasing a course. And I actually think, and I truly believe this, that men are more depressed today than they ever have been before. And if you're anything like me and you truly believe that self-improvement has actually taken you backwards, because now you've got more to think about, rather than before just improving for yourself and trying to become a better man, then you're really going to enjoy this video. Because I think men have forgotten the true meaning of why they began self-improvement in the first place. And we're going to explore that in this video. So the biggest problem is, guys, that the industry used to be built to help you. Now, in my opinion, the whole thing has been built to shame you. And what we're seeing now is so many people that are creating content to find new problems in your life. And it's not helping anybody. That's why self-improvement has completely disappeared. This is why so many of you are more depressed today than you were when you began. If you don't believe me, just watch this. The early days of self-improvement.
In a situation where you want to speak up, you want to object.
Let's do this.
It was honest. Cold showers, no fat, reading, getting your first fitted suit, seeing your first two abs. Men wanted to be cultured and well-rounded. The dream was to emulate a life resembling James Bond. Travel the world, speak multiple languages, and dress impeccably.
You noticed.
Today's self-improvement world is Clone Wars, with every black t-shirt wearing core selling crypto expert copy and pasting the same three concepts on repeat. Get rich, move to Miami or Dubai, and sleep with as many women as possible. Then came this idea of the Matrix. Designed to scare you into taking action. The action? Buy my course.
Andrew Tate just rug-pulled his fans again. And when members of his real-world community started commenting stuff like, this is bullshit, he turned around and gaslit them, told them that it was their fault for getting rug-pulled, and that it was God's punishment to them because they weren't really ready to make that type of money. Check this out.
You'll feel FOMO over money you don't deserve because you didn't earn it, and you've done nothing spectacular, and nobody knows who you are, and you're not interesting or funny. Of average size, and you barely use it because women don't like you, and you're sitting at home thinking you deserve $3 million on the back of a f-ing coin launched by the most important man on the planet. So because of that, that FOMO will eat you alive inside until you end up aping your f-ing life savings into buckshit coin, and you're gonna lose it all. And that's gonna be God teaching you a lesson, because if you had more of a brain, you'd sit and think, I don't deserve that money. So whatever.
If you still like Tate, please ask yourself, at which point do you get off this train? How much more obvious does it have to be for you to see that this guy just memorized a bunch of talking points he knew you'd like in order to sell you courses?
The irony is that the plot of The Matrix was to convince you that you weren't in The Matrix, to keep you unaware whilst the machines use you as batteries, or, in our case, cash cows. Your favorite content creator gets richer, and even though you bought all of his courses and watched all of the aura farming TikTok shorts, your life never seems to improve at the rate theirs does. Agent Smith. He benefited from the Matrix. He kept order. He kept everybody else unaware by selling them the dream. He created clones of himself.
You.
Yes, me. Me too.
But deep down, he hated the world he was in. His entire plan revolved around keeping people in the Matrix so he could escape.
I hate this place. This zoo, this prison, this reality, whatever you want to call it. I can't stand it any longer. I must get out of here. I must get free.
Our war isn't a digital war. It's a battle with short-term gratification. Gifted to you by criminals and nepo babies who know before you spend that 10k on their course, you'll never be able to climb the same success ladder as they did. Today, men have all the knowledge they'll ever need. We're the experts of theory, but watching 100 videos on how to fight all goes out the window when that first punch lands on your chin. The reason so many young men are depressed today is because they're constantly downloading new information, watching endless videos, but they're never using it. It's exactly the same as the scene from The Matrix where Neo downloads all these different fight styles to the point where the operator's nearly fallen asleep. He then wakes up, looks at Morpheus and says,
I know Kung Fu.
To which Morpheus replies,
show me.
The show me aspect is why so many men have found that self-improvement has actually taken them backwards. They've become victims of paralysis via analysis. They've built up a godlike reliance on their favorite content creators, always asking for one more video, one more course, never making a move for themselves until they get the permission of the creator.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
So guys, to show you the level of simplicity that you need in life, for example, I bought these going to the airport one day. I think I was flying to Bali and I was like, there's no way I'm flying without some sort of headphone. I've got people that earn a tenth of what I earn per month and they've got Beats or something expensive. These are like, it's called like JB Labs. I think they were like 30 quid, 20 or 30 pounds. I've worn them to the gym probably 100 times since. I've worn these on 2 or 3 different flights. They've come in so handy, it's like 20, 30 pound. Who cares? Do you know what I mean? They just go on the top of your head. Like, who gives a shit? I've turned my entire living room into like a business kind of center so that we can just get shit done. We can just work. I don't need too much. Like, everyone thinks that you just need to be some mega baller with all the money in the world. Look what I've done with my bedroom. Come in here. So all I've done, I've just got TV there, which, truth be told, I mainly just use it for when women are here or whatnot, or like my mum comes and stays and whatever, and she wants to watch something. I've just got basic bed, which cost me less than £200. Two chairs that I don't even use. The only reason I've still got them is because me and Gary used to do podcasts. I've got this old sofa that, well, the sofa that I bought that was originally in there. I've just kept a bit of it, created a little area, and then, like, this is just what I call my studio apartment. That's all this is, my studio apartment. The way I look at it is it's 1.4 per month for this place, and then 1.4 per month for, you know, using it for 1MI, so we can have meals, we can have masterminds, we can have maybe a podcast around the table, because I don't need a lot. I don't need, like, a massive roof terrace and a giant garden and Lamborghinis and stuff like that. It's just, like, this is enough to get my work done efficiently, to get everything that I want done perfectly. And every single woman that you bring back here is happy to just sit here, watch a bit of TV, happy to sleep here. Like, you don't... You'd be surprised. Like, it just... Do you know what it screams? It screams insecurity. That's the biggest issue. When people are like, I need a Lambo so that people will like me. You don't. Like, I reckon, like, I hate saying stuff like this because this is the old me, but I have to say it. And I, to explain a point, I could get more women than 99.9% of guys on this planet on a push bike than they could in a Bugatti. Because it's got nothing to do with the assets. Like, they're driving around looking for women that are looking at them. It's ridiculous. Like, I said to a woman the other day, I was like, I don't even shower when I go on dates anymore. And she was like, you really should. And I was like, why? I wouldn't. If I showered in the morning and then went out that night to go meet my friends, I wouldn't shower before meeting them. So why would I shower before meeting a woman? And it's just a mindset thing. We were just like, I don't care. And I don't care about this. It's clean. It's enough. Like, if some woman came over and said, oh, I wish you had a bigger house, I wish you had a better car, I'd be like, goodbye. I'm just not interested. So then the reason I tell you that story is, like, why are you doing what you're doing? What is the purpose around doing what you're doing? Why are you going, I need to make 10K per month. No, now I need to make 20. Now I need to make 30. I need to get that Lambo, move to Dubai and whatnot. It's like, it's not your dream. And why are you doing it? So that you can post it because you think that everybody will go, he's successful. Or all the women will go, I'll sleep with him now. And it's like, none of that's true. When you actually make it to the top, you go, none of that's true. It all just comes down to who you are as an individual and what you've built as a human. Do you know the biggest happiness in the world? Lying on that bed at night, putting my head on the pillow, no debts, all bills paid. I'm as happy as I'll ever be. I've got food in the cupboard. Electricity's paid, water's paid. I know when I turn the taps, water comes on. I know everyone in my family is cared for, and I just kind of just get into bed at night early so that you know you're going to have a nice start tomorrow and a fresh day. I put my head on the pillow and I go, ah, I've got nothing to worry about. This is amazing. That is worth more than having 50 cars in your garage. If anybody has 50 fucking Lambos and Ferraris and whatnot, they're doing it to sell a dream to you because they're not happy. You can only drive one at a time. You can only... You know, it comes with more problems than what it's worth. It comes with so many more problems. And there's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with wanting certain things. It's just your motivations behind doing it. It screams insecurity. It screams, I need this so that people notice me. You got to deal with that shit first. Because as I said to you guys already, if you're not happy with a coffee, you will never be happy with a yacht. Right then, guys, so we got our coffee. This is my favorite. How many times have you seen me talk about this in a video? Being in, we're actually in Battersea Park. I've actually said this in a few videos before. We've got the river on our left. We've got the coffee in hand. You know, when you think about it as well, £170 top. I bought this probably 6 months ago. And I've probably worn it like 50 times already, maybe more. These trousers, 40. Shoes are a little bit more expensive, but you can't get cheaper shoes. And I'm as happy as I can be, just walking down here with a coffee, with my mate, who you can't see, who's obviously filming and whatnot. And it's just, this, it doesn't cost anything to do this.
This is the crazy thing about it all. Like, everyone gets so carried away with, like, how much you have to spend and how much you have to do, and the simplicity comes from this. This is what I mean about finding pleasure in simplicity. It doesn't cost anything really to do this. I mean, what are we at? £4? £4 for a coffee? Maybe £3 to get here? And now you're in a beautiful part of the world and you've spent £7. And, like, this makes me happier than doing fucking donuts in a Bugatti around a car park. So the problem is with this whole generation is they've got all the knowledge in the world. We're the theory generation. So we've watched every video 100 times. We've rewatched them. We go over them. Like, people are remaking them. You have all of that knowledge, but nobody's actually doing it. Nobody's actually experiencing it. So I'll give you an example. Every guy in the world knows exactly how to attract women. They've watched every video on how to attract a woman, but nobody can approach a woman. How many guys have I told you online? How many guys do you actually ever see with a beautiful woman on their arm? They've made 100 videos on the topic, but they don't actually have anybody. And here's my biggest danger. And do you know what? We're going to stop for this. I'm going to stand over there because this is massively important. So this is my biggest danger, right? We can edit this bit as well. It's a nice view. But here's my biggest danger. So, Beyonce. I bet you never thought I'd mention that in a video. When she was telling everybody to the left, all the single ladies and stuff like that, I was making videos around about 10 years ago saying that all of you are going to be in trouble in around about 10 years. And I meant women. I said, when they turn 30, they're going to sit there and they're going to go, all that advice that I listened to, having no kids, having no family, I'm actually now miserable. And I was right. I got a lot of shit for it, but I was right. And now the same thing is going to happen to you guys. You're going to buy all these courses. You're going to dedicate yourself to video after video, going after the same shit. Everything's going to be theory. You're not going to actually do anything in person. You're going to have zero life experience. And it's just going to end in a situation where you hit 30 plus years old and you realize that actually the only person that got rich is the person whose course I bought. Nothing actually evolved in your own life. Nothing actually ever moved forwards. And I'm worried for all these guys. I think it's going to be the generation that has zero skills, that has nothing going on in their life. We are the rented generation. We own nothing. We're trying to impress everybody else and actually doing nothing ourselves. And around about 30, 35, a lot of you guys are going to realize I've actually got nothing to show for it. I just have all this knowledge, but I've never actually used it. I'm worried. I'm seriously worried about you guys, and I think that's why so many people are more depressed now than when they started self-improvement, because they're doing it for the wrong reasons. They're not doing it so that they can come outside, grab a coffee and have a walk with their mate and look at a beautiful view and have the river beside them and be happy with less, be happy with simplicity. That's how I know I'd be happy with the keys to a Lambo, because I don't really need it. And I'm happy with just this. This is as happy as I'll ever be. So I'm worried for a lot of you guys, because what you're chasing isn't going to scratch the itch. And then you're going to sit there one day and go, I just spent 15 years inside on a laptop working and I don't actually know how to socialize. I don't actually know how to approach a woman. I've got the knowledge, but I've never actually done it. I know how to, I've seen pictures of all these different places around the world, but I've never actually been. It's going to be an absolute shit show. You know what to do, but none of you are actually doing it because you're dedicated to one thing, which is 10K per month, 20K per month, 100K per month. I promise you, it's not going to make you happy. I mean, you look at somebody who is a great guy like Alex Hormozi. The guy's so unhappy. He's so miserable. He says it in multiple videos. I go on holiday for a day and all I want to do is leave. I just want to get back to work. I mean, the guy can't even run properly. He's juiced out of his mind on steroids. He can't even run properly. And it's like, there's no quality of life there. There's no enjoyment. Like, just dedicating yourself to one thing fully is not the answer. I told you guys the answer years ago, straight seven system. I would rather be a guy who's a straight seven across the board with 10 million in the bank than be a guy who's a fat billionaire who's miserable. You guys have got to start living. If you wanted further proof to how much money you actually have to spend to have fun, this entire boat ride cost me £16, through the heart of London looking at all the landmarks, and enabled me to live my James Bond dream. Alright then guys, you've joined us at the end of today, and I've got a lovely chicken Milanese, I have got some almonds, glazed almonds, they're beautiful, and another latte. And
Because we got the menu here, we actually know how much it all is. And you look at these settings, like, if you were in Mayfair right now, we're in Canary Wharf, but if you were in Mayfair or you were in Manhattan, you would pay $200-$300 for this. I could easily fool everybody and they would believe that this is the day in the life of a millionaire and, you know, look how he's living, this guy's a baller and stuff like that. Like I said to you guys, £170 for this, I've worn it loads of times, £40 for these trousers. All of this, you see, this, one, two, three, have a guess how much that is. It's going to be, with the service charge, around about £27. The boat was £16. The coffee I had this morning was £4. And just getting over to Battersea was around about £2.50, £3. So all in all, when we actually add up the whole of today, we've spent less than £50. We've spent around about £45 to have a whole day living like this. And this is the thing. If you can actually shop around and you can actually find places that give you an amazing life setup without spending too much, you can have fun. Like, this is all you need. You don't need too much. I'm as happy as hell sat here in the sun. And as long as I'm not like, oh, I wonder what other people will think about this. Like, when I fly EasyJet, when I say to you guys, just do EasyJet, extra legroom. The reason I don't care about that is because I don't need anybody else's validation. The validation for me is that I'm going to Barcelona. I'm going to Marrakesh. I'm going to Bali. I don't need expensive flights to feel good about myself. Who am I trying to impress? This is why so many of you are becoming, you know, depressed with your own lives. That's why so many of you are not happy with what you're doing, because you're just focusing on the wrong shit. This is pleasure to me. This is finding pleasure in minimalism, finding pleasure in simplicity. So then I know the day that I do get the next house for 1MI, or the day I do get the McLaren 720S, I've done it for me. And I know it's not going to make a real difference to my life in terms of happiness. I'm just adding something in that I thought was cool. It's more an experience. That's the name of the game, guys. So we spent £45 today and we've lived like this. And we worked out the other day that my car, I got rid of my car recently. And when you divide it down throughout the year, it was costing about £1,080 per month. Now, if you actually do the maths on that, that means we could have 35 meals here per month. It's absolutely ridiculous. When you actually think about that, 35 meals here per month, which means I could eat here once every day, and then I could have twice per day on like a Saturday. It's unbelievable. I'm gonna end the video because the staff just came over, so I'm not sure if they're happy with us filming, but guys, hope you enjoyed it. Different type of video. I'll speak to you all soon. I'm gonna tuck in. Have a good one. So here's my signing off message for this video, because I wanna wrap it up and teach you guys something. Here's what's going to happen to a lot of your lives, okay? You're going to go at this self-improvement thing like balls out of the gate. You're going to go crazy. You're going to try and do everything at once. You're going to try and accomplish every single goal in the space of a year or two, because some guy online told you that in 36 months, you're going to be a millionaire and it's easy to make 10K per month after 12 months of trying hard. And they're going to throw numbers at you like a lunatic. You're going to attack it, you're going to go hard, you're going to hit the gym, you're going to quit all your bad habits, you're going to adopt all the new habits, you're going to do everything, you're going to spend all this money so it makes it look as though you're actually successful and you're doing well along the way. Buying the Daytona for 66K, which is absolutely incredible that we heard in this video. And then it's going to leave you in a situation where you've got burnout, you're massively depressed, you just can't be bothered anymore, you want to quit. And the person who's ultimately going to win is the person that decides, do you know what? It will happen when it happens. I'm just going to work on what I love working on. I'm going to go step by step. I'm going to do it properly. I'm going to build a real business. I might have to sacrifice money for the first 5 years, maybe even 10. But then after that, I'm going to have something sustainable. And I would have worked up to it. I would have learned the lessons and I would have handled the money properly. And I'll be in a situation where this shit's going to last forever, because we're going to have guys that are taking advice from 20-year-olds and guys in their early 30s, and then it's going to end in a situation where they're 40 years old, they're broke, they've gone back to square one, maybe they've been sued 100 times, maybe they've had to give so much back in refunds that they're basically starting again. I mean, we've got 7 out of 9 of the biggest guys in this industry that are currently either in prison or on the FCA watch list. That's a bit worrying. And 2 others are Nepo babies. So, and one's giving 2 million a month in refunds. I am telling you now, the whole thing will come crashing down person by person, and it's already happened. We've probably got 5 people that actually survived it, and probably 3 of them are just going to fall out the asshole of this industry within 12 months anyway. Nobody actually has a real business. Everyone's doing dodgy shit. The desire to be famous and to be on camera is a narcissistic trait,
be very careful. Look at Hollywood. Our industry is no different. Take your time, guys. Go step by step. Actually create something of worth that is going to be here in 10 years.